Hey, welcome to the last Fun Friday of the year.
That's kind of happy and sad.
Yeah, because what it is that this is, but we've had a really good year so far.
It has. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just sad, like it's coming to an end.
But every end has a new beginning.
A new beginning.
And that's what the next Friday will be. It'll be the first Fun Friday of a new year. So,
wow.
Yeah, we are at a pivotal point, just like we all are in life. We're all coming to the end of a year, and we are opening the chapter for a new year. So it's kind of exciting.
So many possibilities, yes.
So exciting. So here we are. It is New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve.
Wow. Didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. And y'all are tuning in, so we have a great episode. This is one that is going to maybe spark some new ideas for the new year. So really excited about this one. If you've never heard or never tried scuba diving, then this is going to be really cool. We're going to share a lot of really cool things that you can do with it. Even if you never thought about it, maybe you are like, I'm scared of the water. That's cool, because we're going to share some other things that go along with that too. So it's going to be a really fun episode, along with, if you're a professional scuba diver, then hey, maybe this is an episode that you hear and you like and you pass on to other people. Like, see, I told you. Y'all listen to this.
So I can do one of those. Get your other family members involved and stuff.
For sure. So we're going to kind of share some of that momentarily. So y'all stay tuned. Hey, what's up, B-Fam? Randall and Scarlett here. Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family podcast.
This podcast is all about helping blended families strengthen relationships with their spouse and kids while growing their relationship with God, with new episodes every Monday and Friday.
Now, Monday mornings, we take one hot topic that seems to be a common issue in blended families. We end each episode with practical tools and tips that you can start using in your own family to create those stronger bonds.
And every Friday, we bring a little excitement to help jumpstart your weekend by providing fun ideas that you can use in your marriage and with your kids. Or hey, maybe it even just stirs up some other fun ideas to do with your family.
But the most important thing is, don't forget to enjoy the moment. Life is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Now let's get started with today's episode. All right, Fun Friday, Scuba Dive Friday. I feel like I'm Scuba Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Have you Adam Sandler and Scuba Steve?
No? Yeah, that was Big Daddy, right?
Yeah, Big Daddy.
Yeah. 100%. Because I just threw that out there.
99%.
So. Fact check of it is Scuba Steve. I'm pretty
Scuba
sure
Steve.
It's Big Daddy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is too. But yeah, so we are talking scuba diving today. So there's quite a bit that you may not have even realized. So we're going to share a fun date that we had.
And I'm going to say, don't turn this off if you're like, scuba diving, nope, not going to do that. It's not available in my area, or I have no desire. Don't turn it off, because there's a way. You don't have to like just become a scuba diver to be able to enjoy this. I'm telling you, because I am not one that has any... Like, I don't want
to
say...
She had no desire, no thought, really, to do any of this. And so we're going to show you how you can turn this and make something really fun and really cool.
Yes.
So that's coming up. But just to dive into this as a Fun Friday...
Dive into this.
We always like bringing new, fun, exciting ideas, because we believe so heavily in dating each other, or... air quotes, spending time with each other, quality time, being intentional with each other. Yeah. And so with these Fun Fridays, that's what we're doing, is bringing new ideas for you. That way you can run with it, maybe get encouraged, maybe it sparks new ideas. So that's a lot of the reason behind the Fun Fridays.
Yeah.
But this one, New Year. New Year is coming up. Can you believe 2022? 2022 is here.
You and your word number play.
It is here.
Patterns.
It is here, and I am so excited. I just, man, crazy. This is going to be the best year yet for everyone. I believe it. I believe there's going to be a lot of things. We've just come off of, we're tapering off of the pandemic and everything, and I know this year is going to be phenomenal for everybody. So it's going to be a great year. I'm so excited.
New and exciting things.
New and excited. But going into a scuba diving thing, I just want to kind of share a little backstory that maybe this meets you where you are, or maybe where you've been, and you can relate a little bit. But I'd divorced my first marriage. We had divorced, and I had my daughter. And my daughter was young, probably around 7-ish, 6 or 7 years old. And I was a single dad with custody of my daughter at that time. And I lived in one state. Her mother lived in another state. And there came a time whenever it would come summertime, and my daughter Riley, she would go and stay with her mom for about a month, 6 weeks out of the summer, and I would be alone. I'd be like, all by myself. Mm-hmm. I'd be like that, you know, and it's like, what do I do? Twiddling my thumbs. I stayed single after my divorce probably for, it was like 3 to 4 years. Like, yeah. I really didn't date. I didn't get out much. I just worked. And that was kind of me being a single dad. And there was this one summer I remember that I had my stepbrother, he was a certified scuba diver. And I say my stepbrother, he's now passed. We lost him with this whole COVID epidemic. Mm-hmm. But he was the one that was certified with scuba diving. And we'd see each other from time to time. And we got to talking about that one summer. And I was like, you know, I've always been interested. I've always been like the water islandy type guy. I mean, that's me. That fits me, my personality. But what doesn't fit my personality is doing something by myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm very recluse and introverted in many senses. But to be able to step out and do something by myself was totally out of character. But as we were talking, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something that I've never done before. Mm-hmm. I knew of scuba diving, but I didn't really know scuba diving. So I went down to a local dive shop. And you can find local dive shops anywhere, right? And I went up and said, you know, I'm interested in the course. He walked me through it, got me signed up. And so for this summer, I went to classes. And I had never done this before. And I'm in a room full of people I didn't know. And by the end of
way to step out of your comfort zone.
I'm telling you, but the powerful thing, I learned something about myself, is that whenever I do that, whenever I take uncomfortable actions like that, I see awesome results because I fell in love with it. I fell in love with doing it, and I met a whole new group of people that I never would have before, and it was so powerful, and it was fun, it was exciting, it was new, it was different, it stretched me beyond belief. And so I fell in, you know, that was just one thing that I did, and I loved it. And so, you know, fast forward now, later on, my daughter became 12, and I got her certified, and she went through it, and so we got to start
diving. Well, really, she had been, like, watching you and hearing your stories, right?
Yeah.
And was, like, waiting till she was old enough.
Right. For sure, because you got to be a certain age and everything before you can do that. And, you know, it was just something that then she was interested in, so I got her certified. And, you know, we would start diving from time to time. So it became our thing, you know, or what we would try to do, and then when we can. And it was just a really cool thing. But that kind of leads into what we're going to talk about.
Well, first, before we, like, get into that, because for one, when we chose this topic to talk about today, like, I had just saw, like, on Date Every Week on Instagram, they had shared the scoop, take a scuba class. And I was like, huh. Other people do that. Like, we've done that. That's pretty cool. We actually have a YouTube video that we're fixing to talk about this story here. And we've done that.
Yeah, years back.
Yeah, we made like a whole like little video to go along with it about taking a scuba diving class that we're going to talk about in a second. So when I came up with that and I presented like, hey, we could talk about scuba diving, I really was thinking like it's one of those things that's really out there like that most people wouldn't do. But I didn't realize how it incorporated with our blended family. Like, I didn't realize the history behind it and the fact, I mean, I knew that that was the history behind it, but yeah, that it was one of those things that during those summer times when you were by yourself, again, using that time that you are alone, because let's face it, you know, it's just part of being in a blended family, that you were able to take that and make it into something for you personally. Yeah. And then not only that, it became something for you and Riley to be y'all's thing together and be able to go do together. So
yeah,
it's kind of neat because I was just thinking like this, the thing we're fixing to talk about, like scuba diving date, like you should do this with your spouse. But really, it goes so much deeper than that. And it's something that can just take you out of your comfort zone and hone in on those things you really love.
Well, and I want that to be encouraging as well for if you, blended families, there's so many different family dynamics and stuff. But if you're a single person raising your child or stuff like that, be okay with stepping out and doing something a little different. It might take you whole down a whole different path you never thought you'd go on. So there's so much power in that. So yeah, and then that could turn into something beautiful that you get to experience with your family and share with them. But we took this, so it was quite a few years back is what we did, but I had wanted to get her into scuba diving. I'm like, I want my wife to scuba dive with me.
And I was like, nope, not going to happen because I don't think I'm smart enough. I'm afraid I'm going to kill myself down there in the water, not knowing what to do with my hands. And all. It's a little overwhelming.
Well, but what we did was, I'm sitting here digging around. I'm like, okay, well, how can I get her to at least try it or experience it or step outside to see if she likes it. And so I got to looking around, and most every dive shop offers something like this. And you can check out your local dive shops. They have local dive shops in like Arizona, places where you wouldn't even think.
That's not random.
Near bodies of water. But
okay, that's why you said that.
Right. The thing is, yeah, it's away from the oceans and stuff. But, so often if you live inland that you're thinking, well, scuba diving, there's no way I can do that. People scuba dive in lakes. They scuba dive, everywhere. There's places to be able to do that. It's so much fun, right? So you have dive shops everywhere. So really it's checking your local towns or some of those cities near you and just, doing a quick Google search, dive shops near me. Hey, we'll be back momentarily. Check out this announcement.
Hey, B-Fam, if you're looking for some fun, out-of-the-box date night ideas, you've got to check out the Adventure Challenge. They have books for couples, family, friends, and even solo adventures. So get one for you and your family, or they make a great gift idea.
Yeah, we really enjoy their products and just all the out-of-the-box things. So we decided to become affiliates with them just to share their products with you. We have an affiliate link that you can use below. So at checkout, use the promo code ENJOYTHEMOMENT for 10% off of your total purchase. This is just another way for you to be able to enjoy the moment. So back to our episode. But what they offer, most of them will offer a day scuba.
Like an introductory class. Right.
Yeah, it's learn to scuba or they're going to name it different things. But most what we did was this dive shop did a hour long scuba dive training. Now, they don't do it in anything. Normally, they only do it in a pool. So if you're okay with getting wet and getting in a pool, then that's where they normally start you out with. But the cool thing is...
And you're probably not going to die in a pool, class.
You're not going to die. Okay. Disclaimer. But
if you watch our video, though, that was a real fear that I...
I'll put the link to that video there because it is really funny and it's dated and everything, but it was great. We had such a fun time. But what we did, though, was it was something so out of the box, we turned it into a date. So it was more of an experience that we would not have done. Most of the time, instead of going to dinner and movie and stuff like that, it's like, you know what? We went to scuba dive for an hour in a pool, and then we went to dinner. But the cool thing, what we did was we ended up doing a double date.
A double plus date one. And my uncle, because he really wanted to try it.
So yeah, we hit the, we had another couple that was like, oh, no, we'd love to try this. And so we all signed up. And we went to this pool that we met the dive shop. This is where they start people at. It's where you get on the equipment and you they run through the whole training. So don't think you go in there blind by any means.
Yeah, no, they walk you step by step, how to put on everything.
They make sure you feel so safe before you get in because really scuba diving, it's not a super physical activity. It's more of a chill activity from what most people would think, because when you get under the water, it's so quiet, it's so peaceful, and whenever you finally relax in it, it's just so tranquil. You're just sitting there, just it's like a whole new world. I want to go into Ariel and Little Mermaid. It's a whole new world. Now, is that that's Little Mermaid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe a whole new world.
Yeah.
Da, da, da.
Maybe.
Da, 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 da. Okay. So I don't know.
Or
maybe
is that Belle from?
Who knows?
Okay.
That's a Disney thing.
Maybe fact check before you start running the scene.
I just throw crap out
there. But maybe that's why. Maybe that's why scuba diving throws me off, though, because it is so chill and I'm so.
Well, I think that's everyone's initial reaction is, yeah. I feel like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Am I going to do this? But it's once you sit into that chill pocket that you actually enjoy it. But that's why they start you out. They show you all the gear. And that's why, you know, it takes an hour because they walk you through every part of it. And then you get into the shallow end. They don't even take you in the deep end. It's like, if you get scared or nervous, you just stand up.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the cool part about it. But the thing is you get to try it on, you get to try it out, and we had so much fun. We laughed, you know, we just enjoyed it. In fact, whenever we went to dinner afterwards with you know, our group, we shared stories and laughed. And
yeah, like what was going through our head in the time, because you like sit down in the water, kind of like when you're young and you and your like siblings or cousins when you're in the swimming pool and you all like float down to the bottom and you're doing like a rock band. You know, I mean, Did you do that with your siblings, right?
Yeah.
You go underwater. So it's kind of like that. You all are like sitting down underneath and then the instructor's like doing these like hand signals with you and
he
stuff.
He tells you what he's going to do and then y'all go down there and you do it. And then you come back up and he instructs you. He said, okay, now we're going to do this. And then y'all go sit back down. And then he goes and then y'all do that, right? So it's nothing complex and it's nothing scary. You know, it's not scary.
You just
I say it's not scary.
Get out of your head.
You just have to get out of your head and out of your comfort zone. Yeah. So yeah, no, it ended up being just a fun thing. And most of the time people think of scuba diving as, you know, oh man, that's going to be a lot. And it is. It, you know, if you go for your certificate, then it does cost a lot of money. You could spend anywhere between $200 to $500, you know, trying to do that.
But it was really
cool.
It's
an investment for sure.
For like you, like it's not like, I mean, I think after a certain amount of time that you haven't dove, you have to like re-up it or whatever, but once
you
get certified,
take a refreshing class,
you're like certified for life.
Correct. Yeah, and then you can take refresher courses if it's been a while. I went through a period of a few years of not being able to just due to life. And so me and Riley, my daughter, we went and took a refresher course and they did the same thing. They got all the equipment back on, got us in the pool. And we just ran over all the safety checks and, you know, did all that. And it's like, okay, yeah, now dust, you know, knocking off the rust and everything. And then they have what?
I'm remembering that time I came home and you were in the swimming pool with all of your gear on because you were trying to like change out a light or something.
So we had just gotten this house and we have a swimming pool and I didn't quite know how to maintain the pool yet. And so there was a lot of scrubbing that needed to be done. And I've got this long stick with a scrubber and I'm scrubbing. I'm like, this is crap. It would be a lot easier if I just got in the pool with a scrub brush and just went to scrubbing away. And so I was like, hey, you know, I had some of my dive gear because I was certified, but there was a lot of gear that, you know, I still had to rent. So I went down to a local dive shop and said, hey, I need to rent a tank and blah, blah, blah. And I came back and I put it all, and I had fun cleaning the pool.
I mean, just imagine you come home and your husband's in the swimming pool in his wetsuit.
Dive gear under the water, scrubbing the pool. Yeah. So, yeah, we had a lot of pictures and fun. I had a few friends that really made fun of me and took that to another level, but that was fun. Yeah, I enjoyed
Anyways,
it.
Anyways, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that memory popped in my head and it was funny.
Yeah. But the thing with diving is it's something outside. If you never thought about it, maybe you have and you've had a bad experience. This is something that is fun for you and your day, you and your spouse, or maybe you take your kids out and just expose them to it. Yeah. But it's something safe, something fun that y'all can do together and just have this moment of something completely different. And it was pretty cheap to be able just to do this hour-long session.
And it's
it
something
wasn't
like
super costly.
Like a gift idea, if you're looking for something out of the box for your significant other, maybe they have just mentioned interest in it before, that you could go and gift them with this. Maybe they wouldn't actually go out and spend the money on it themselves, but you can go gift them with it so that it like kind of forces them in a way.
It paves the way for them.
Yes.
But it really was. It's a fun idea and it's something that you don't have to bite off the initial investment if you don't even know if you're going to like it. Or maybe it's just getting out and trying something new.
Yeah.
You'd never know until you try it. Kind of taking it back to my story. I knew of it. I'd been interested in it. I didn't know if I'd like it. So I went and did it. fell in love with it. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And now my daughter fell in love with it. And so it's an experience we get to share together. Now Scarlett, after that experience, she's kind of like, you know what? Not really my thing.
I'm totally content. If him and Riley want to go scuba diving when we're on a tropical island and I'm sitting on the beach reading a book, I'm cool with that. But I do know now after experiencing it that I'm open to, like, if it came to a place and time where we're just, like, going from beach to beach and, like, have the opportunity, that I might be more willing, because I tried it out just a little, that I'd be more willing to invest in some time to learn it a little deeper.
For sure. So it's, you know, whatever your comfort, just get out there and try it. You know, it's something new, something different. Do it. Try it. There's also, if that ends up not being your thing, there's snorkeling and things of that nature, too.
That scared me, too, to be honest. So, I mean, it's just me.
So, you know, it's kind of one of those things. You don't know until you try. But it makes for a fun date and a lot of laughs. So check out your local dive shops. And maybe this year, do something new. Do something different. Step outside of your comfort zone. And y'all share these memories together.
Yeah, love it.
Good stuff. So there it is. Happy New Year. Y'all do new things this year. So we share like the adventure challenge and things of that get you outside of your comfort zone, stretch you a little bit, but just to where you create new memories. Because whenever you do that, those memories are even stronger than just doing the normal everyday stuff that you normally would do. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Try scuba diving. Go do the hour-long class in the pool and make a date out of it.
Yes.
Fun stuff.
Bye, guys. Hey, thanks for joining us for another fun Friday here at Enjoying Your Blended Family. All the links we talked about today are in the show notes. And if you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe because it's free and it lets you know when we have another episode out for you to listen to.
And if you don't mind helping us out so we can start reaching more people, leave us a rating and review. You never know when we'll give you a shout out. Until next time, have fun being intentional and remember to enjoy the moment.